It's Marketplace Tech for September 10th. I'm Noelle King in for Ben Johnson. Apple's annual September press event took place in San Francisco yesterday. Apple unveiled upgraded iPhones, iPads, and Apple television. Molly Wood is Marketplace's senior tech correspondent. She joined us from the company's presentation. Molly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Noelle.
Molly, what was the headline? Did anything knock your socks off?
You know, it was a pretty iterative event overall, but I have to say that the Apple TV is the device that sort of stole the show. There was a lot of talk about it leading up to the event, whether they would do a subscription TV service or really focus on gaming. What they really did was show off a great interface for browsing internet content and also announce a whole new strategy to really focus on bringing apps, an app store kind of like the one on your phone or tablet, to the Apple TV.
Right. Tim Cook actually came out and said the future of TV is apps. Now, this is a smart crowd. Did people there seem to be buying it? Do you think he's got a point?
I felt like the audience was actually a little stumped. It is hard to imagine how you're going to use a bunch of apps the way you use them on your phone on the TV, or even if you really want to do that. There was sort of a confused silence, if I'm being honest.
Let's talk about the iPhone and cost. This is the first time that Apple's launched a smartphone into a market where most of the major carriers are moving away from subsidies. What kind of talk did you hear today about pricing?
Actually, I will say that some very interesting news was buried at the end of the event when Apple announced its own monthly fee upgrade plan, where you could go to an Apple store, buy an iPhone with AppleCare for starting at $32 a month and then upgrade it every year. And it really shows that America has decided to go with the sort of rent model for phones, that the monthly cost seems to be the method that we've accepted.
Molly Wood is Marketplace's senior tech correspondent. Molly, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Noelle.
Lawmakers returned from summer recess this week to a fall schedule that will include some key legislation on patent reform. Lots of tech companies say they're losing money to so-called trolls who buy up patents and then sue companies with similar technology. Eli Dorado of George Mason University's Mercatus Center explains not all big tech firms are in agreement on reform.
So usually it's the software companies out of Silicon Valley that want to see much more reform. They want to be able to fight frivolous lawsuits through provisions such as a loser pays rule. So if you bring a frivolous patent case, the loser, the person who brings it, will have to pay the legal fees. On the other side, you see some pharmaceutical companies. Their bread and butter is patents, and they don't want anything at all that threatens the patent system, although pharmaceutical patents aren't really what's at issue here. And then on the other side, there are some tech companies that make money primarily from patents, and those are very much opposed to this legislation.
Okay, so there's at least three sides. That should make things infinitely less complicated, I'm
That's
sure.
Right.
Let me move you off of Capitol Hill for a second. China's President Xi Jinping is visiting the U.S. this month, and we learned that he's going to meet with some of the big U.S. tech firms, including Microsoft, in Seattle. What do you expect those conversations will be like?
I think that China is very keen to learn from the U.S. experience in technology. The U.S. is still the world leader in the internet space and in a lot of other technological areas. China certainly wants to grow more along these lines, and he's probably going to try to convince these companies to invest more in China, and especially given their recent economic problems, they can always use more foreign investment.
What's so interesting is that we've seen reports that the U.S. is getting ready or possibly readying sanctions against China over cyber theft and cyber spying. Are the U.S. and tech firms at odds at this point?
Cyber espionage, the Chinese government, of course, is a big player, but so is the U.S. government. So, you know, we don't want the Chinese government spying on our companies, but, you know, where there's money on the table, these companies are going to step forward and claim it if it's possible.
Eli Dorado is director of the Technology Policy Program at George Mason University's Mercatus Center. Eli, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Intel has announced it will no longer sponsor the Science Talent Search. That's the highly prestigious contest in which high school students compete for awards for achievements in science, technology, and math. Intel started sponsoring the competition in 1998 and didn't say why it's pulling its sponsorship. The New York Times reports that sponsorship costs Intel around $6 million a year. Intel's revenue last year was nearly $56 billion. Joshua Meyer was among the winners in the 2014 Science Talent Search. He researched how to harness the aging process to treat diseases like cancer. He's now an undergrad at Harvard and says the experience was different from other science competitions he'd entered in the past.
They didn't just ask about our research, but they asked about our general understanding of science. They really wanted to see how we think about the world and what kind of scientists we were. And that was really amazing and really opened up my eyes to science not just being a specific project, but science is really being a philosophy of the world. How do you really look at things and try and make meaning from them? And it really changed, not only did it give me a community and it was such a fun experience, but it also changed the way I think about science, which was maybe one of the biggest impacts that it had on me.
When he found out that Intel will pull its sponsorship?
One of my friends found out this article and it was like, wow, like this is just what everyone knows, like this is the Intel competition. I don't know. I mean, it's still a science competition, and I really hope it goes forward because I think it really has such a big impact. But I'll definitely tell people when I get older that it was called Intel back when I did it.
The Society for Science and the Public, which oversees the contest, says it's looking for a new sponsor. Past Talent Search alumni have won 8 Nobel Prizes, 12 MacArthur Foundation Genius Fellowships, and 2 Fields Medals, among others. Kind of puts that $6 million in sponsorship money in perspective, doesn't it? I'm Noelle King, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.